A proposed Upper Bidwell Park parking fee goes up for debate in Chico tomorrow evening. The proposal, approved by the Council's Internal Affairs Committee, would initiate a $2 daily fee and $25 annual pass for driving into Upper Park. Seniors, the disabled, and qualifying low-income households would be exempt. The fee would take effect July 1st. The council will also look into a separate proposal regarding the park's dirt road. It would reopen the entire length of it to motorized vehicles on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Currently, the road is open to traffic between Horseshoe Lake and the Diversion Dam every day, except Sundays and Mondays. Separately, the council will consider tightening energy conservation requirements for homes being substantially remodeled and discuss inclusionary zoning, which would require some percentage of affordable units in new developments over a certain size. The council is also scheduled to discuss setting up a public place for syringe disposal and banning needle distribution entirely. In Reading, parks are also on the city council's agenda. Officials are expected to dip into Reading's Park in Lieu Fund to the tune of $450,000 in an effort to complete a few delayed projects. If approved without amendment, the money would pay for two modular buildings in Caldwell Park, one for activities, the other for a park host, along with a separate park host structure at John Reginato River Access. Additionally, $100,000 would go to expand the pickleball court at Enterprise Park. The council is also expected to accept and approve a financial analysis of Reading Electric Utility and appropriate $177,000 for REU to buy drones to inspect power lines. No action on electrical rates is expected. Additionally, the council is expected to approve nearly $360,000 to purchase emergency generators for the city's water utility. Both meetings get underway at 6 tomorrow evening at their respective council chambers. For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert.